Lesson B. Developing Listening Skills. Listening. A Study Group Discussion. Page 76.
And now I'll turn it over to Tina, who's going to talk about solar energy.
Okay, good. Thanks, Jim. As we know from class, solar energy utilizes the power of the sun to produce electricity. To begin, you need a solar cell. Solar cells are made up of several thin layers of special materials. When the sun hits this material, it causes electrons to start moving around, and that creates an electric current. It's a very simple principle. So in this process, there's no fire and no pollution. Also, solar energy is free, and it's 100% renewable. The problem is that the cells are costly, and that makes solar energy a lot more expensive than other forms of energy. Another problem is that clouds and darkness can shut off the energy supply, and today's battery technology isn't good enough to store enough power. Still, like most electronic things, solar power has been getting cheaper, and battery technology is getting better all the time, so the future looks promising. That's it for me. Who's next, Michael?
Yes, my turn. Okay, I'm going to talk about wind power. So, today, most wind power comes from turbines. They can be as tall as a 20-story building, and they have three long blades. They look like giant airplane propellers on sticks. Maybe you've seen them around. Anyway, the wind spins the blades, which turn a shaft. The shaft is connected to a generator that produces electricity. The biggest wind turbines generate enough electricity to supply about 600 modern homes. Wind farms have tens and sometimes hundreds of these turbines lined up together in particularly windy spots. But even one small turbine in your backyard can produce enough electricity for a single home or for a small business. Wind is a clean source of renewable energy that produces no emissions, so there's no air or water pollution. And since wind is free, wind energy costs almost nothing once a turbine is raised. Turbines are getting cheaper, and many governments offer financial incentives for wind energy development. On the downside, some people disapprove of wind turbines because they're ugly. They also complain about the noise the machines make, although most people think it's fine to put up wind turbines on farmlands. But there are other challenges, too. When the wind stops blowing, the turbines don't produce any energy, so power plants that run on coal or oil need to be standing by. Also, like for solar power, we don't know yet how to store wind energy produced by turbines. That's all I have.
Good job. And finally, Anna is going to present information on hydroelectric power. Take it away, Anna.
All right. When most people think of alternative energy, they probably think about solar or wind power. But hydroelectricity is actually the number one renewable energy source in the world today. So, for those of you who don't know, hydroelectricity is when electricity is generated by falling or flowing water. The most common way of producing hydroelectricity is by building dams. I'm sure you've seen pictures of dams, the High Aswan Dam in Egypt and the Pati Dam in Argentina, for example. These are big dams, but hydroelectricity can also be produced by paddle wheels or ocean waves, any kind of moving water. There are several reasons why hydroelectric energy is an excellent way to produce power. First of all, water is an abundant resource in many places. And once a hydroelectric dam is built, it doesn't need much maintenance. And of course, it doesn't need fossil fuels to operate, so there's no pollution. Hydroelectric power is very cheap, so there's always a lot of enthusiasm when plans to build a new dam are announced. On the other hand, a big disadvantage of hydroelectricity is the terrible damage it does to the environment. A lot of people think it's wrong to destroy animal habitats this way. They also believe it's not right that people are forced to leave their homes. So the decision to build a hydroelectric power plant can create a lot of controversy. Okay, that was my part.
Thanks, Anna. That was awesome, guys. I think we're ready for the presentation. Let's meet again just before class tomorrow so we can set everything up, okay?
Sounds good.
Great.
See you then.